Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, as the world is changing at a very, very fast pace, beyond the way we can even imagine, here there are so many things that can attack our emotions, that can actually change our emotional state, and that can actually play a very important role of how we think, how we deal with these emotions. So what about this emotional development? How do we see at this emotional development from Islamic perspective, especially when it comes to the upbringing?
Yes, as we were talking about the knowledge aspect of the trainer, of the educator, especially the parents, we need to also emphasize upon the emotional aspects of child bringing, upbringing. Because of course, in the previous session, you mentioned the issue of Karbala, the sacrifice of Karbala. There's a very important lesson for us there. Because look, when we're talking about child upbringing, training a child in the Islamic way, it is very essential, as in all other relationships. The aspect, the issue of emotions and feelings, the love that has to be given to the child, and one naturally gives that,
yeah,
has that love, that intense love that one has for one's child. So emotions, their relationship with the thought process.
Okay.
How is that? I mean, some people would say, look, Karbala was an explosion of emotions.
Okay.
Of love. Of the love for Imam Hussein, for the will to sacrifice oneself, and it's beyond one's intellectual understanding.
Yeah,
I mean, one cannot reason and make a reasonable justification based on our intellectual understanding that why should one do that?
Yeah.
So there's a conflict between feelings and emotions and intellectual and rational thinking.
Yeah.
Apparently it seems so. But that's not the case.
All
when
right.
We talk about Karbala,
mm-hmm.
when we see the immense manifestation of love and sacrifice and ithar,
yeah,
for the sake of wilaya, it's based on a very sound reasoning.
All right.
Karbala, Imam Hussein's mission, has a very solid intellectual reasonable justification.
All right. So as you mentioned that there is Karbala even today, be that in Yemen, be that in Afghanistan, be that in Palestine, be that in Kashmir, be that in Nigeria, or any other part of the world, there are oppressed people all over around, we see. You're trying to say that looking at all these wars, looking at oppressed people and going to help them, there's not only emotion that plays a very great role, there's also sound reasoning, as there was in Karbala. How it was reasoning, how it was a rational thinking, what was behind, I'll ask you that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the emotional development that needs to be developed in children. And so far, we reached so many points. And we were giving an example of Karbala, how to learn lessons of upbringing from the story of Karbala itself. And apparently, it seems that it was just a story. It was all the heroes of Karbala were actually guided by emotions, but Professor Naqavi, you said it was based on sound reasoning as well.
It cannot be otherwise, because without that sound reasoning, rationality behind it, all of that sacrifice would have gone in vain.
Yeah.
So again, we have to look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is monotheism, is tawheed, is the concept of unity of Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
Coming down to earth through wilaya.
Yeah.
And the implementation of wilaya.
Yeah.
And the implementation of wilaya is based on the fact that those who are worthy of becoming the authorities, the ulul amr,
okay,
they should become the true sovereigns of the ummah.
Okay.
The true leaders and the imams of the ummah. So worthiness, competency, not being knowledgeable, having the proper skills and knowledge to become the leaders,
mm-hmm,
is the important thing.
Yeah.
In our concept of wilaya, anyone who has that capability, has that competency, has that eligibility, is the wali, is the sovereign, has the authority, whether people support him or don't support him.
Okay.
If the support comes, then the wali has the opportunity to implement that authority.
Okay.
Just as we see in the case of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, may Allah have peace upon him, he was a competent authority of Islam. He was a faqih, he was knowledgeable, he was pious,
mm-hmm,
he had the leadership qualities that are required to lead the ummah, and he also had the honor to be able to have people support him and facilitate him,
okay,
in being able to implement that authority. And that is because of the lessons from Karbala, the lessons the ummah in Iran learned from Karbala, they implemented in Iran.
All right.
So, but at the time of Imam Hussein, Imam Hussein, in a very bigger spectrum, was the person who had the authority, had the eligibility to become the leader of the ummah, the whole of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the support was not there.
Yeah.
So that support had to be garnered. People had to be made to realize the fact that, look, when you are you're not taking sides and remaining aloof, that is against the concept of wilaya and tawheed.
Yeah.
If you support Yazid, then certainly you will go to hell. True. And even if you remain aloof and neutral,
yeah,
then you are also bound to go to hell.
Yeah.
So support the wilaya. It is your duty. It is your responsibility.
Yeah.
Today, when we talk about the Islamic Ummah, when we talk about the state of affairs in the Islamic Ummah,
yeah,
we don't have capable leaders at the realm of affairs.
Exactly.
In many places.
Unfortunately. We'll talk more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about parents as educators and a certain set of knowledge they need to have. And once we discuss the different sorts of knowledge, now we have reached a point that parents need to make an emotional development first among themselves and now also in their children. Yes.
Yes, we were trying to draw this lesson from Karbala, that there was an immense expression of emotions there.
Yeah.
But it was based on rationality. And the rationality, when we come to the bigger picture, we understand that justification. Yeah. The justification was that Imam Hussein saw upon himself that if he does not give this sacrifice, people would not be able to wake up to the fact that they are making a big mistake history will judge them in a very negative sense if they do not.
A very important thing is that he did not put hands in folds. It's a very big lesson for our children. Like, even if you're invited someday to accept pay allegiance to some false leader, you should give your head but not your hand.
Exactly. So that was the lesson. But again, today, what we want to, the lesson we want to understand today is just now that there's a great nexus between understanding thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
And that is what we as parents have to understand also, that our emotions should be expressed in the form of our behavior based on a strong,
rational basis. Yeah.
So expression of emotions, it should not be because of our internal difficulties.
Okay.
It should be based on rational issues.
Okay.
So the moment I start, God forbid, cursing my child because I'm angry at him, because he's not taken care of something.
Yeah.
Even he was supposed to pray for Allah Almighty and he's not praying on time.
Yeah.
And I start abusing and cursing and hitting. Why aren't you praying? Why aren't you praying?
Yeah.
So that form of behavior and this expression of these emotions is uncalled for.
Yeah.
It has no justification. It has no rational basis.
True.
If you want him or her to pray on time, properly, it's for the sake of Allah. Now you want to make him do that, then
you
can't.
The best thing is to you yourself pray on time. When he sees you continuously doing that, he won't be in need of much lectures or pressures from your side. Well, thank you so much for being with us in the session, inshallah. We'll talk more about these topics in the upcoming sessions. Thank you for being with us for now. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. You can go to the tab Call of Islam, and out there you can search Islamic Upbringing and you'll find all our episodes over there. Thank you so much for being with us once again. And in case you have any questions, you have any issues, you have any anything you want to ask about the Islamic upbringing of your children, you can feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanillah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.